I'm Pete Downes, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university's independence, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society and throughout the world. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the leading university in Scotland in everything we do. It's August 1967. A strange sight awaits the people of Dundee as hundreds of students file up the law, dressed in red academic gowns. At the top, they look around, an arresting vision in crimson, before heading back down to the newly designated University of Dundee. The red gowns were a tie from the 70-year-old history with the University of St Andrews, which was now severed, leaving the University of Dundee students free to enjoy their own institution. The path to this new chapter in our history was a long one. In 1881, University College Dundee was founded with donations from the Baxter family as an independent academic institution. It promoted the education of persons of both sexes and the study of science, literature, and the fine arts. Amongst the earlier teachers were people of great eminence, including Darcy Thompson, the biologist who invented mathematical biology, and Sir Patrick Geddes, the botanist and town planner. They began a great tradition in Dundee of tackling problems by drawing on knowledge from different disciplines. In 1897, University College became part of the University of St Andrews. This union served to give expression to local feeling that there should be a vital connection between the old and the new in academic affairs. In 1963, the Committee on Higher Education, under the chairmanship of Lord Robins, recommended in its report to Parliament that at least one and perhaps two of its proposed new university foundations should be in Scotland. The government approved the creation of a university in Dundee, and in 1966, the University Court and the Council of Queen's College submitted a joint petition to the Privy Council seeking the grant of a royal charter to establish the University of Dundee. This petition was approved, and in terms of the charter, Queen's College became the University of Dundee on the 1st of August, 1967. Our story doesn't stop there, however, as the university has continued to grow and develop over the last 50 years, including creating a Faculty of Environmental Studies in 1974, which validated degrees of the Schools of Architecture and Town and Regional Planning of Duncan of Jordanston College of Art. By 1988, all degree courses offered at the college were validated by the university, and this collaboration between the two institutions led to a formal merger of the college and the university with effect from 1st of August 1994. In 1995, the university was successful in securing the contract from the Scottish Office Health Department for pre-registration nursing and midwifery education in Fife and Tayside. This led to Tayside College of Nursing and Fife College of Health Studies becoming part of the university from 1 September 1996 as a single school of nursing and midwifery within the Faculty of Medicine and Dentistry, which was subsequently renamed the Faculty of Medicine, Dentistry and Nursing. In December 2001, the university merged with the Dundee campus of Northern College to create the Faculty of Education and Social Work. These connections between the old and the new, between the traditional and the modern, and between the work of the university and its impact on the world have shaped our thinking for the past 50 years and will define our future. They have served as well. Students, staff, and visitors come and go, each leaving a mark on the institution, growing it to the university it is today. We've been named Scottish University of the Year in the Times and Sunday Times Good University Guide for two consecutive years, and are one of the world's top 200 universities, as ranked by Times Higher Education. Both Times Higher Education and QS World University Rankings have placed Dundee best in the UK and one of the top 20 worldwide among universities under 50 years old, and we're rated as one of Europe's most innovative universities. Our students also rate us very highly on student satisfaction. We are one of the UK's top 10 in the National Student Survey 2016. 50 years ago, it was a very different institution. Legend has it that the students who walked the top of the law that day in 1967 took binoculars with them so they could see their old classmates across the water in St Andrews and wave. It doesn't seem likely, but there were sowed the seeds of a reputation that the University of Dundee has followed in the last 50 years and will continue to push in the next 50, looking ahead and reaching for the sky. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.